Hello, welcome back to Intimate Conversations 2020 with Shirley Cruz Taylor, my podcast. I know it's been some time since my last recording, but I assure you it's been time well spent. Today, I would like to discuss with you the topic of deep-rooted thoughts that get into our psyche and wreak havoc on our mental space. You know how we have myths or lies that we either tell ourselves or have picked up along the way that affect how we perceive life and ourselves. There are many for me that I have to combat and replace as well as heal my thinking almost daily. For me, my myth is not feeling loved or having it reciprocated in a way that I would like to receive it. This lie came early in life, with messages that I was not a top priority to anyone, only to be tolerated. I know that I'm not the only one. I would like to share with you a poem that I wrote entitled, "Who is She and Who is She to You?" I am not proud of the fact that I wear my heart on my sleeve and how this often causes my spirit to grieve. There was a lie that was told long ago, and even today it's hard to right the wrong. It's in my psyche, so deep because my mind and heart has heard this for so long. This myth is that no one loves me, that with others, I am not really close. It is always revealed that I am not the person they think of most. Stories and memories from others make me feel like I'm spying. This keeps the myth going, and I can't persuade me that my mind is not lying. I can see what others are doing and whom they spend their time with more. I feel petty that it seems like I'm counting, and this hurts me to my core. My myth feels like there's no one waiting for me until I get there for the fun to begin. Don't get me wrong, I know that there are a few people to call me friend. It's just that when my phone is not ringing or no knocks on my door, this leaves me lonely and in life constantly seeking more. The lie is hard to shake, and no matter how I try, but I know there are some reasons why. A sense of community is what I need and desire so much, to have that comfort of knowing that I matter enough to keep in touch. Whether it's a myth, I just want to know what is really true. What will you say, one asks? Who is she, and what is she to you? So, what lie do you tell yourself that is wreaking heck on your psyche? If you share this myth or lie, just know that I love you and you're important to me. Be encouraged. Signing off until next time. This is Shirley Cruz Taylor. Thank you for listening.